Let's Talk Ministry. Let's talk about something today that's been on my heart a lot lately. Let's talk about what has happened to sin in our society and throughout the world. God has been showing me through His Word and the stirring of the Holy Spirit in my heart just how many times a day I turn away from God towards self. For whatever reason I turn away from God, I should consider that a sin. As we know in Christian culture, to repent from sin means to turn away from that sin and turn toward God. Therefore, if I turn away from God, I'm turning to sin. The trap here is that we don't always call sin a sin. We tend to justify our sin maybe by saying, oh, that's just the way I am, or that's just his or her personality. So many times we tend to soften the sin. For instance, a little white lie. It's still a lie. A lie is a sin. Sometimes we might soften by saying someone's having an affair, when it's actually adultery. That's what we should call it. A sin is a sin, and adultery is a sin. Not doing your work while you're on the job is stealing from your employer. Stealing is a sin. A sin is a sin. We could go on and on about things that happen in our everyday lives that are sin, and because we let them slide or call it a softer name, we don't take our part in our relationship with Jesus seriously. Jerry Bridges, in the study he wrote called Respectable Sins, asked this question: have we become so preoccupied with the major sins of our society that we have lost sight of our need to deal with our own more subtle sins? And some of those sins could be jealousy, anger, judgmentalism, selfishness, pride. There's many of those sins that we look at as subtle. Let's face it, we don't like recognizing our own sin. Why? Because it hurts. Most often, recognition of sin brings guilt and shame. The question we should ask ourselves is, what will we do with that guilt when we realize there's sin in our life and we feel guilty about it? What will we do? As Jesus followers, we have forgiveness and hope. We have a Savior that paid the price for our sins, and He wants us to keep our relationship with Him fresh and new. How do we do that? Not on our own, for sure. We need help from the Holy Spirit through prayer to lead us and guide us, to convict us when we sin against Him, and to show us through His Word how to live for Him, not against Him. He gives us new mercies every morning. He is not against us. He's for us. In 1 John 1:5-10, it says this: this is the message we have heard from Him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His Word is not in us. So, my friends, let's be responsible for our side of our relationship with Jesus. Let's do what is best to keep a strong relationship fresh and new. Let's recognize the sins in our lives, all of them. then simply ask Jesus to forgive us where we fail him, even those things that others wouldn't call sin. But we know in our Jesus-following heart that they are. Remember, we can't do this on our own. Our power is nothing compared to the never-changing power and love of the Holy Spirit. So let's go out today and the rest of this week and be aware of the one who loves us enough to correct us. Let's escape the trap. As we are corrected, let's ask forgiveness. Let's keep our relationship with Jesus strong. Let's love him back with our obedience. As we go, let's teach others to do the same. God bless and have a great week.